Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tess in Meseches Megillah. We're learning today Bizchus, on two different levels. I say Bizchus, our soldiers, the Israeli soldiers who are guarding our country, who are even putting themselves in harm's way, severe harm's way, in Gaza. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect them. It's in their Zechus that we are able to learn together, overlooking the Kosel HaMaravi into joy. So many parts of Arzenu HaKadosh and Teiras Eretz Yisrael. Our daf is going to continue the subjects of the Ein Bains, the theme of the Mishnayos in Maseches Megillah, where the Mishnayos talk about a particular distinction of two halachic categories, and the subject of our daf is going to be the expression Ein Bains Sfarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzos, that there's no difference between a sefer of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, which of course will get us involved with many halachos in regards to the writing of sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. We will also have the famous Agadita of Talmei HaMelech that forced us to translate the Torah and the miracle that happened to the Chachamim when they translated the Torah. We will also have, based on our mission, the beginning of the Amud, the fascinating discussion, the Gemara, that one was allowed to write Tanakh in specifically Greek, and the Gemara's explanation of why that's so. And then the second half of the daf is the difference between the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, a Kohen that was anointed, versus the Kohanim during the Bayis Sheni that weren't Zocha to be anointed, with the discussion of the par haba kol hamitzvos, the special par that the Kohen brought in a case of where he did an Avera. And finally, we're going to have a Mishnah that's going to talk about the difference between the Mizbeach during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, as well as when the Mishkan was roving before it reached its final place over here, El HaMenucha Ve'El HaNachala, here in Zion, versus a Mizbeach during the time of the Heter Bamos. Finally, this will segue to the sugya of Kedushas Yerushalayim and the next mission of the Baal Testament base. So let's please Hashem begin 8 lines from the bottom. Tes Amid Aleph. Ein Bein Sefer Ein Bein Sfarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzos. There is no difference between a Sefer Tanakh on the one hand versus Tfilin and Mezuzos. El Shas Sfarim Nechtavim V'Chol Lasha. A Sefer Tanakh could be written in any language. According to Rashi, Ashuris here is not referring to the type of script, but rather here it means in Lashon Kodesh. Tefillin mezuzos have to be written in Lashon Kodesh. Curiously, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the only language you could write a Tanakh in is in Greek. The Gemara immediately deduces 4 lines from the bottom, Halatofram Begidin Ulatame Seidain Zevizeh Shavim. However, when it comes to the way in which it is supposed to be sewn together, so then in such a case, they're all the same. Tefillin and mezuzos from our Mishnah seem to be required to be tied together with the Gidin, the sinews of an animal. Rashi points out that in Meseches Makas on Daf Yud Aleph, it is Mashma that a Sefer Torah can be sewn together by flax, and the Gemara is pointing out that our Mishnah seems to be disagreeing with that. Usfar nechtavim b'chol lashon, and a Tanakh is could be written in any language. Ask the Gemara, Ureminu, I'll ask you the following question. Mikra shiksavo targum, v'targum shiksavo mikra, uksav ivri, enam etayim esay adayim, achichtavenu miksav ashur esal sefer ubidiyo. You said that a sefer could be written in any way, but we learned that the halacha is when it comes to Tumas Yodayim, that we've discussed already previously. We mentioned this on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, where we learned that there's a Gzeira Midrabanan, that Kisvei Kodesh are Mitame Yisei Yodayim, to have the status of Kisvei Kodesh. Ironically, that's only when they're Mitame Yodayim. So the Brisa, excuse me, this is one of the last Mishnayos in Shas, at the end of Perek Dalad in Meseches Yodayim, not the a Braisa, but a Mishnah, says that the halach is that it needs to be written b'ksav ivri in order to be considered kisvei kodesh. That's matami yadayim. So that seems to be against our Mishnah that called it a sefer, even though it was written b'chol rashon. Says Rav on the bottom of Amud Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rav loy kasha kam begufan shelanu Kam Megufan Shelahen. In our Mishnah, we were talking about that even though another language was being used, we were using our script. The Ksiva, Rashi explains, the script was our script. But the language that was being used was another language, and for that, you still have Kedushas HaSefer. However, if not only is the language English, but the writing, the letters, are English, and it's not transliterated, so then in such a case, it does not have Kedusha. Amalei Abaye. Abaye responded to Rava's Teretz. B'mayu kimta lahi begufan shelahen. How did you describe the case where it doesn't have Kedusha, where it was written in their script? My irya. What exactly is the case? As described there in that Mishnah in Yedayim. The Mishnah goes on and says, Mikra sheksavo targum. If you have Mikra that was written as targum. The targum shekosvu Mikra. And targum that was written Mikra. According to you, challenges Abaye to Rava, afilu Mikra sheksavo Mikra, the targum sheksavo targum, nami doktani achich devenu hashuris ala sefer bidyo. The Mishnah Yedayim does not simply say that the problem is that it was written in a foreign language, but rather it says that you had Mikra that was written as Targum. According to you, Rava, the problem is that it was written in a different guf, begufan shelahem. Even if it was a Mikra that was written Mikra, if it was the Torah that was written as Torah, but it was written in English, that would be a problem. And that's how you understood Achich Devenu Ashuris al Sefer Bidyo. But that would be so, then how do you understand the expression of Mikra Shekos of Targum? Even if it was Mikra Shekos of Mikra, according to your approach, would be problematic. Ella, but rather the answer to the Stira, that in Megillah it seems to say that Svarim could be written in other Lashonos, yet the Mishnah Yedayim seems to say, until it's written by Ashuris, Elo Kasha Ha Rabban Ha Rab Shimon Gamliel. But rather, it's a machlokis between Rabbanan and Rab Shimon Gamliel. That we learned in our Mishnah, Rab Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to have Sifrei Kodesh only written in Greek, while the Chachamim say, B'chol Lashon. So what we have to say, that the Mishnah in Yedayim, some want to say it's a Braisa, if you saw before I was struggling, whether it's a Braisa or a Mishnah, it seems to be a Mishnah in Yedayim, although I see now that the Masifta Gemara assumes that it's a Braisa. Either way, the quote that we had made in regards to Sifrei Kodesh not being Mitami Yedayim, Achi Yichtevenu, B'ksav Ashuris Ala Sefer, that is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says if it's written in English, it doesn't have Kedusha. But according to Rabbanan, it would. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Iki Yevanis, but that doesn't work because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did allow if it's written in Greek. Ella, so the Gemara also rejects that teretz. Ella, like Hash, I'm going to give you another teretz. Kam besvarin, kam betfilin umezuzos. There's a difference between Svarim that could be written in every Lashon, like our Mishnah said, and we have to say that the case in Yodayim, that we mentioned two lines from the bottom, is talking about a case of Tefillin and Mezuzos that cannot be written B'chol Lashon. Explains the Gemara, Tefillin and Mezuzos my time. What's the reason why Tefillin and Mezuzos it can't be that this way? Mishum dechsiv b'hu v'hayu. V'hayu Hadvarim o'ela asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim al levavecha, that we say in the first parts of Kriya Shema, it's found in the parshas Vaschanan. It's referring to the tefillin and the mezuzos. They're supposed to be b'avyasan, the way they were originally written. Therefore, tefillin and mezuzos is what the case in Yodayim is referring to. However, the Gemara rejects this pshat. My targum shekosa mikra ika. What does it mean in this case from Yodayim, where we say Targum Shekosav Mikra, Bishlema Torah, if it's referring to a sefer that is of Torah, Ika, we have it in the Torah, Yigar Sa'adusa. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu called the place where he made a covenant or deal with Yaakov Avinu, with Avimelech, he called it Yigar Sa'adusa. Elahacha, so there it's possible to have Targum that's written as Mikra, as we write the words, the Aramaic words, it's Targum, it's Aramaic words, is Yigar Sa'adusa. Elahacha, but when it comes to Tefillin, my Targumika. So therefore you can't give the Teretz and say that Yadayim is talking about Tefillin and Mezuzos that don't have Kedusha if it's written Bitargum, because you don't even have Mikra Shenikra Targum. Elo Loi Kasha. Rather, we need to give another teretz, Yodayim. If it's not written Biksav Ashuris, it doesn't have Kedusha, yet our Mishnah says that any Lashon has Kedusha. Kan B'Megillah, Kan B'Svarim. The case in Yodayim that says that if it's not written Biksav Ashuris, it does not have Kedushas Haksav, and therefore not Mitame Yodayim, is talking about Megillah, and our Mishnah, which says that it does, even though it's not written Biksav Ashuris, is all other Svarim. Megillah my time. Why is Megillah different? That there is a mitzvah to write the Megillah in its original ksav and its original language. And if not, it doesn't have the identity of Kisvei Kodesh. My Targum Shekosav Mikra Ika. If that's going to be so, then the case of Megillah has to fit into the expression in Yodayim of Targum Shekosav Mikra, where you have a Aramaic word that is written in Lashon Kodesh. Amar Rav Papa said, V'nishma piskam ha-melech. The expression piskam, the decree of the king, is written in its Aramaic form, and therefore the Braisa is telling us that the word piskam cannot be written in Aramaic, it has to be written with the Hebrew words, the Hebrew letters, Pei, Saf, Gimel, Mem, as in front of us, as in the Megillah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, V'chol Anoshim Yitnu Yikar Levaleyen. The Pasuk describes that it's commanded that women give the appropriate respect. The word Yikar is assumed to be a word of Targum, a word of Aramaic. Rav Ashi Omer Ki Tanya Hi, Rav Ashi gives another teretz, and Rav Ashi goes back to the suggestion that we had earlier, that the one who says that Svarim could be written Bechol Lashon is the opinion of the Rabbanan, while Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel prohibits. Yet we had a question, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel also permits in Greek. So let's see Rav Ashi inside. Rav Ashi Yomar, Ki Tanya Hi, Bishar Svarim. When the Braisa says that you can't write it in anything but Ksav Ashuris, that's talking about Shar Svarim, Sifrei Nevi'im Uksuvim, V'Rebbe Yehuda, and it's following the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Disanya, we learned in a Braisa, Tefillin HaMezuzah Zayin Echtovin El Ashuris, that according to Rebbe Yehuda, they could only be written in Ashuris. V'Rabbo Seinu, and we learned in a Braisa that our Rabbeim, and here, now we get to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Hitiru Yevanis, he allowed Yevanis as well. So that's the answer. The Braisa is talking about Shar Svarim, whom according to Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel only allowed Yevanis by Sefer Torah. There was a dissenting view, which are referred to as the Rabbanan, who say, no, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel allows even Yevanis for Tefillin and Mezuzas. However, Reb Yehuda, who follows the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, said that for Tefillin and Mezuzas, even Yevanis cannot be used. And our Mishnah is going according to the dissenting view, who say that all Sfarim could be written in all Lashonos. Asks the Gemara, does anybody hold that you could write Tefillin and Mezuzas in Yevanis? Rabbo Seinu Itiru Yevanis, does anybody hold it could be written in Yevanis? V'aksiv v'ahoyu, we learned above, v'ahoyu v'avyosan yuhu, from v'ahoyu hadvarim o'eileh, that we see that Tefillin and Mezuzas have to be written Biksav Ashuris. Ella, says Umar, all right, we've got to change this pshat. The basic theme, however, we have to change a little bit of it. Ella, Ema, but rather, how should we have the girsa from Yodayim? Svarim nichtavu b'chol lashon. Svarim could be written in every language. V'rabbeseinu hitiru Yevanis. And the Rabbanan allowed Yevanis. In other words, we're not talking about Tefillin and Mezuzas, but rather we're talking about Svarim, that the Braisa says Svarim are nichtav mechol lashon, and the Rabbanan came along and said Yevanis is going to be mutter. Clarifies the Gemara. Hitiru? Did the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan were matir, mechlal the Tanakama also? We're back to the problem that seems to indicate the Tanakama says that it's asur. And then, once again, we have a contradiction because the Chachamim have seemed to have been matir it from, as we learned in our Mishnah. Elaima says the Gemara, Rabbi Seinu lo itiru shiichtavu el yavanis. The Rabbanan came along and they said that you could only write be yavanis. Now the Gemara spells this out a little bit more. Vitanya, we learned in a brisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afke sheitiru Rabbi Seinu yavanis, this permissibility of writing Sifrei Torah be yavanis, lo itiru el b'sefer Torah, umishum maisa de Talmei HaMelech. The Maisa of Talmai. Talmai is written in English, interestingly, very different type of spelling than the transliteration. Ptolemy. P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. In Chazal is referred to as Talmai HaMelech. The Sanya, we learn in Baisa. Maisa of Talmai HaMelech. Shekine Shivim Vishnaim Zekenu Echnisim B'Shivim Vishnaim Batim. Talmai forced the Chazal to translate the Torah. V'lo gilahem amakinsam. And he did not reveal to them before they went in why. So they couldn't prepare together. Then he told them why he was shutting them in this room. So write for me, you see how closely Chazal, 1,000 years later at least, after Moshe Rabbeinu, are still associated with Moshe their Rabbeim. Write for me, in my language, in Greek, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. They all wrote, because the Eitzah, it's interesting that Chazal referred to as the Eitzah from Hashem, and they all wrote the exact same translation. And they did not translate literally the same things. The Kosvulo, and they wrote for him in the translation the following changes. They, instead of writing Bereshis Bara Elokim, they wrote Elokim Bara Bereshis. Rashi explains all of these changes, and we're going to speak out what Rashi says. They did not write Bereshis Bara Elokim because the fear would be, if you would translate it literally, that it would come out in Greek that Bereshis created Elokim, which of course is incorrect, and that's not the meaning of the pasuk. The second thing is that the pasuk says Nas Adam Bitzalmenu. They wrote Ese Adam, and the lashon being singular as opposed to plural. The real pasuk says Nas Adam Bitzalmenu, which means let us make man, which Kaviyachal indicates that Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Chalila had a shutif, which is not true. Rashi explains a la Torah that Nas Adam Bitzalmenu means Kadosh Baruch Hu was indicating modesty and a sense of teamwork to the angels, that the angels should feel part of it, hence Nas Adam, but it was God alone. Also, the pasuk Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi Melachto Asher Asa, they wrote Vayichal Bayom Hashishi Vayishbos Bayom Hashvi, in order that it should not sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done work on the seventh day. The fourth change was that the pasuk says Zachar Nekeva Bra'am, they made them male and female, so they changed it to Zachar Nekeva Bra'oi, V'loik Kosvu Bra'am. The fifth change that they made was in regards to the Migdal Bavel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavliyachol says, Hava Nerda, let us go down. Again, change the singular, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Hava Erda, in the singular. The sixth change is the description of Sarah laughing. They wrote, Vatitzelchak Sarah Bikro Veha. Meaning, in their translation, they wrote that Sarah, when she heard the news, laughed amongst her friends. However, the Torah does say, "Vatitzchak Sarah bikirba." She laughed alone amongst herself. That even though she didn't laugh amongst others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid on Avram because Sarah heard her. Because you could ask that the pasuk says that Avram also laughed. Now the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds Sarah accountable and not Avram was a reason that Talmai felt the Greeks would not be able to understand. Hence, he holds Avram accountable as well by saying, he counts Sarah only accountable because she was Vatitzrach Sarah Bikroveha, in contrast to Avram, who was only amongst himself. But the Gemara does not tell us over here is why was Avram not held accountable if both of them were amongst themselves. Another example continues the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom. Kiva apam hargu shor. The Pasuk says in regards to Yaakov Avinu describing Shimon and Levi as kiva apam hargu ish. But they changed it. The 72 Zekanim all switched it to hargu shor v'tsonam akru avos. There it says akru shor. And the shar here is changed to avos, which means like a saddle or a rein. The critical part is they changed the word ish because we didn't want Talmai to see that Yaakov Avinu asserts that Reuven and Shimon were guilty of killing Yosef HaTzadik. Another example, Yikach Moshe Yisishto Lesbona Ve'arkivem al Nosei Bnei Adam. The Pasuk says, Ve'arkivem al Hamor. Says Rashi that the Zekanim switched. Means a camel. That we didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to come across as being so poor and thereby losing respect in Talmai's eyes. Therefore, we don't say that the only vehicle that he was able to garner for his family was a chamor. It was only a cheap Chevy instead of a really nice Mercedes. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Asher Yoshu Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, according to the tradition that we have in the Torah, says Arba Meos V'Shloshim Shana. However, they changed it, U'Beshara Ratzos, some don't have the Girsa of Beshara Ratzos, they changed it to 400 years. Now the whole calculation of 430 is very, very difficult. The number is actually quite different. If you calculate it, it's really 200 and 10 years that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. However, if you calculate from the Bris Bein Abisarim, which says, all the Pasuk says is they won't be in their own land, Be'eretz lo lahem. And Yitzchak, if you calculate from there, his birth in the Eretz Plishtim equals to a span of 400 years till the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Of course, there is an obvious question, and that is, so then why did the Pasuk say 430 years? The Pasuk says in the Bris Bein Abisarim, 400 years. Those 30 years that the Pasuk refers to, that we have in front of us, refers to the 30 years when Avram was in Eretz Plishtim before Yitzchak was born. So really it was 430 years, but when the Torah describes it to Avram Avinu, it only speaks about his kids. And so from his kids, the birth of Yitzchak, that is 400 years. Rashi explains this all in Dibur HaMaskil B'Shara Ratzos. Another thing that they changed is the Pasuk before Kabbalah HaTorah that says, Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu oiles v'yizbuchu zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. Because the Lashon is na'ar, seems to indicate little kids, and before Matan Torah, that they should be the ones in charge of the Karbanos, Rashi explains, sounds lacking in respect. Gruim shelachem shelachtem lekabel pnei shechina. Rashi says that you sent the lowest of the youngest little lads to go and bring the Karbanos before Kabbalah's pnei shechina. So therefore they changed the Lashon. They said Zatatue bnei Yisrael. Zatatue has a Lashon of chashivus. Similarly, Velzadatue bnei Yisrael lo shalach yado. That the Torah also says that El Atzile bnei Yisrael lo shalach yado, and that refers to the chashuv people in Klal Yisrael. Later on in Shmos Chav Dalid, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish them, even though they were celebrating in a way that might be misunderstood as Kalas Rosh. Nevertheless, Vel Atzile bnei Yisrael, for those who are chashuv, lo shalach yado. And therefore, once we use the expression Tatuai before, so we use that expression as well. Continuing on to Tesla base, Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Lo chamar echad mehem nasasi. But they changed the pasuk, Lo chemed echad mehem nasasi. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he didn't take even one donkey. So it was changed to chemed, anything desired. Because Rashi explains, maybe those who wanted, the Greeks, could have misread the pasuk and said that he didn't take any donkeys, but he did take cash. He did say something else. Also, the pasuk says, "Asher cholak, Hashem lokech ha'isim l'chol ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim." In regards to the avodah zara, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out the avodah zara throughout under the heavens, and they changed the pasuk. They changed it, "Asher cholak, Hashem lokech ha'isim
lahair lechol ha'amim. Here we're talking specifically about the avodah zarah of the sun and the moon. So if you would have said Asher chalak Hashem l'kecha osam l'chol ha'amim, then you might have thought that Hashem divided it up for them to do avodah zarah chas v'chalila, and avodah zarah is also for Ben Noach. Hence they change it lahair lechol ha'amim. Pasuk also says, for those who had done avodah zarah, vayelech vayavod Elohim acher masher lo tzivisi. The pasuk ends there, shelo tzivisi. But the zakenim added to Ptolemy la'ovda. The pasuk could have been mistakenly read that I didn't command that they be created. In other words, as if they had powers on their own. And the exact opposite, that one would erroneously think that it means to say to that one can serve them. So they added Ashlot Sivisi La'avdam. The Kasvulo, and in regards to the prohibitions of animals that you're not allowed to eat, the Pasuk says, V'esar Neves. But in place of Arneves, they wrote as Tziras Haraglaim. Pnei Shel Ishtoi Shel Talmai Arneves Shma. The reason they didn't mention is because Talmai's wife was actually named Arneves. Shelo Yomru, so they were afraid, Sachaku bi Yehudim etilu shem ishti batar, that they wanted to make fun of her and put her name in the Torah for a rabbit, so they avoided that, and all of them, all 72 of them, made the switch in which they referred to the Arneves as Tziras Haraglayim, the animal with short legs, which a rabbit has. Back into our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oimer af, Bisvarm leitu shichtu el Yevonis. The opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel is that you could only write Sifrei Kodesh in Greek and not in any other language. Am Rabbi Yevo, Am Rabbi Yechalok, Rav Shimon Gamliel. We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. You are not allowed to write it in English. Am Rabbi Yechalok, my time to Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the rationale for Rav Shimon Gamliel that he allows it in Greek? The Gemara quotes a fascinating drasha. Amar Kra Yaft Elokim L'Yefes V'Yishkon Balei Shem. Devarav shall Yefes, beautify Yefes. What is it? The words of Yefes, you Baal Hashem. And Greek has a beauty to it. Greek is the first culture that brought a real aesthetic and sense of art. Unfortunately, they made an erroneous conclusion, and they introduced many other ideas like worship of the body, many components of rejection of God. But there was definitely an artistic and aesthetic value that they added. So Chazal tell us, and we've discussed this in Shiurim on Hanukkah, that our goal is to bring those aesthetics into the Alei Shem. Ve'ema, and I would have thought, well, Yefes has many descendants. Ve'ema, Gomer, Magog, maybe to include the languages of Gog and Magog as well, who are descendants of Shem. Amram Chia Baraba, Hainu Taim, L'chsiv Yafta, L'kim L'Yefes. Yafifusa, Shel Yefes, Ba'alei Shem. Specifically, the Yofi of Yefes. And the Yofi, the most beautiful language of Yefes, is the language of Greece. So specifically, Yaf Yefusa Shel Yefes, the best of Yefes. We begin a new Mishnah continuing the topic of Ein Bein. Ein Bein Koach Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha L'mru M'Begad. There's no difference between a Kohen that has been anointed by the Shem and HaMishcha and the Kohen who wears lots of Begadim but is not, because the second base HaMikdash, they did not have the oil to anoint the Kohen Gadol. So all he has, Merub Begadim, there's no difference in terms of his status minus the Shemen HaMashuach for the Kohen Gadol, Elapar Haba Al Kolam Mitzvahs. Except one halacha. If a Kohen is Matir, something which is punishable by Kares, then he causes other people in Kares based on his Pesach to sin, so then he brings a special power. That only applies if he was one who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ein ben koin mishamish v'koin she'avar. There's no difference between a koin that once served and then became apostle. So then in such a case, the halacha is that he continues to serve as a koin gadol. The first one does once his psul has gone away. And what happens to the second one is now he is the backup koin gadol, but he's not the operating koin gadol. So just clarify. There are two Kohanim Gedolim. Let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was the original Kohen Gadol, and then he had a psul. For example, something became wrong with his fingers, and he couldn't serve his avoda, and then it went away. And in the interim, of course, they appointed Shimon. So now, Reuven again becomes the practicing Kohen Gadol, and Shimon is the backup Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen Shavar. There's no difference between them. El par Yom HaKippurim v'asiris ha'efa. That the par Yom HaKippurim is only brought by the Kohen Gadol himself, and the backup Kohen cannot bring one on his own. The Gemara immediately picks up with that last topic in regards to the par Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara infers, Hala'inyin par Yom HaKippurim v'asiris ha'efa, zev v'zeh shavin. We said that the backup Kohen, the Kohen She'avar, he cannot bring the par Yom HaKippurim and the Siris HaEifa. Mashma, that in the Reisha of our Mishnah, we confer that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that someone who is not the Kohen Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishra would be able to. Hala'inyin par Yom HaKippurim and Siris HaEifa, zev v'zeh shavin. Masnisin de lo k'Rabbi Meir, that would seem to be against Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir ha'tanyim rub megadim, mevi par ha'bal kol ha'mitzvah stivrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir disagrees with our Tanakhama in the sense that he says even Merubah Begadim will bring a parabah called a mitzvah. Now the Gemara analyzes. My time to Rabbi Meir. What's the rationale of Rabbi Meir? Desanya, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk talks about a coin Mashiach. Mashiach, it says a coin Mashiach. Ain li'el Mashiach b'shem Mishchem Merubah Begadim inayim tamlomer ha-Mashiach. The Pasuk says ha-Mashiach. And he will bring a par habal kol mitzvahs. Okay, so that's piece of information number one. Then regards to the Reisha, it seems that the Reisha is not consistent with Rabbi Meir. The Gemara continues to analyze now. B'mayu kimna delo k'Rabbi Meir. So you're learning that the Reisha doesn't work with Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir says that even a kohen merubah begadim who didn't have meshicha, he still brings a parallel mitzvah. Eima seifa, what about the seifa? Eim ben koyin mishamesh or koyin shavar. There's no difference between the koyin mishamesh and the koyin shavar. El par yom hakipurim va'asiris ha'eifa. Halachol devrayim, zev v'zeh shavit. But when it comes to other things, they're the same. In other words, that seems to be that the koyin hamishamesh and the koyin shavar, both of them can bring the par yom hakipurim and the asiris ha'eifa. Both the coin of Mishamish and the coin Shavar. I saw in the Rabbi Meir. That seems to be consistent with Rabbi Meir. Disanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yiraboy Psul, if the coin gets a Psul. Uminu coin Acher Tachtov, and then there's a coin of Mishamish, Rishon Chozavadas, Usheni, Kol Mitzvah Kuna Gedula Alav, the Rabbi Meir. That's exactly what we learned. He has all Mitzvah Kuna Gedola, except for Par Yom HaKippurim and Asiris HaEifa. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rishon Chai Zavadasai, Sheine Eina Roy, Loi L'Kayin Gadol, Loi L'Kayin Hedit. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says he falls in between the chairs. He's no longer a Kayin Gadol, in contrast to Rabbi Meir, who says he's a Kayin Gadol, and he's neither a Kayin Hedit. So what do we see? We have, the Reisha seems to be inconsistent with Rabbi Meir. However, the Seifa seems to be consistent with Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara also brings out Rabbi Yossi's position. Rabbi Yossi, Ma'is Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam Mitzipor. It was a story of Rabbi Yosef. Shiru b'psul b'kohen gadol u'minu tachtav. And Rabbi Yossi was put in his place when the kohen gadol had a psul. Uba ma'islof nechacham, and it came from the chacham va'amru risha chazadaso sheni in roy lo the kohen gadol lo kohen hadyit, which is not like the position of Rabbi Meir. That is the position of Rabbi Yossi. The reason why he can't be a Kohen Gadol is Kohen Gadol Mishum Eve. He can't be a Kohen Gadol because of the enmity that will get in between each of the Kohenim Gadolim fighting amongst them. You can't have two Kohen Gadols at once. Kohen Hedyot, you can't make him a Kohen Hedyot Mishum Malim B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin. Because you have to only raise up a Kohen, you can't give him a lesser status. So what do we see? Reisha Rabban. The Reisha seems to go on with Rabban. We say for Rabbi Meir, as we explained before. I'm Rab Chizda. In Reisha Rabbanim, a Sefer Rabbi Meir, you have to say that, says Rav Chizda. The Reisha is going like the Rabbanan because they hold that a par habal kol mitzvahs cannot be brought by Kohen Merubah Begadim, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. And our Mishnah says a Kohen Merubah Begadim cannot. And the Sefer is going like Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir was the one who said that a Kohen Mishamesh is the same thing as a Kohen She'avar, except for Yom HaKippurim Asiris HaEifa, but he does not become a Kohen Hedyot, and he's a Kohen Gadol, L'chol Dover, except for these two things. Rav Yosef Amar, Rebbe Hivenasav La Aliba de Tanoi. Rav Yosef gives a different suggestion, and says that Rebbe made a split psak. Rebbe Yehuda Anasi is the author of the Mishnah. When it came to the Reisha, he paskined like the Rabbanan, and when it came to a Kohen Sha'avar, then he paskined like Rabbi Meir. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Megillah. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to pick up with you tomorrow, 10 lines from the bottom, on Tes Amabez, Ein Bein Bama Gedola Lebaba Ketana. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give all of Klal Yisrael a restful night tonight, and may He protect our soldiers. It's been a hard day for us. Since I started the Daf a few hours ago, we heard of some devastating news of soldiers that were killed al Kiddush Hashem. May all suffering end, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Gula Shleima, and we daven that He protects every single one of those who have gone to protect Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. This concludes Daf Tes and Maseches Megillah.